the audience, the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott filling in for Bob while he's off on vacation, relaxing, we hope, but it's hard to imagine. And with me today is Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Les. Hey, we've got so much to talk about today. We've got to get going here.
All right.
First of all, we want you to get a pencil, write these websites down. You need to visit them. You need to sign up. We need help. There's all kinds of new things going on, new battlefronts today, and there's only so many of us that can cover every front. We need your help. So we want you to go to familiesagainstpp.com and thewhitescompany.com. Whites is W-E-I-T-Z, company.com. Okay, Leslie. You happened to cross NARAL website today?
I did. Actually, yesterday.
Had
a query from somebody about Peggy Lunan, wondering what she was up to and who she was. And so I started doing a little research and came across NARAL Pro Choice Colorado website. And, of course, they are concerned about the Personhood Amendment.
Oh, I bet.
And they're designing some cartoons to try to, first of all, not entertain, but to confuse and obfuscate and
deceive
and really mock pro-lifers who know that life begins at fertilization. And if these people had any grasp on what their government education gave them with Biology 101, they'd know that they were creating a total lie by their little cartoon about the egg rescue squad.
Oh, is that us?
Yeah, I guess they're talking about us.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, isn't it true that there's a tiny innocent child on this feminine hygiene device? And they're just trying to pretend as though, you know, if there wasn't a fertilization of an egg, that even that would be something that a woman could be criminally prosecuted for. And we know that's just smoke and mirrors and a red herring.
You know, it just amazes me. They're always vulgar. This cartoon, I read
vulgar.
The whole thing, it's vulgar.
It is.
It's just, they just can't seem to do anything without being vulgar. It's because they're angry. They love to demean human beings. I mean, that's part of what they do. I mean, they demean babies to the point where they're dead. And then they have no facts to back up what they're saying. If they actually told the truth, there would be no cartoon there.
That's right.
So
one of the little screens says, an ovum that your womb cruelly refused to implant, as though a woman would have any ability for her womb to not implant unless they had put some kind of a device or poison into her body that would not allow the baby to implant.
Oh, they're just despicable. And another thing, I want to ask you a question. Oral contraceptives, do they or don't they cause abortion? I'm so confused. Because if you read Planned Parenthood stuff and you listen to them, it doesn't cause abortion. We're idiots for even mentioning it.
It's hysteria on their part. They're saying now, interestingly enough, after decades of telling women that the pill does not have an abortifacient aspect to it, that women don't need to worry about that angle. Now they're saying, oh, if personhood passes, the pill will be outlawed. So you're bringing up an interesting point. Why would they say that if the pill doesn't kill babies?
Yeah, we're talking about the Personhood Amendment, right? Human rights. What's the website? I'm not thinking of it.
Colorado for Equal Rights.
Colorado for Equal Rights.org.
I'll verify that
She's
as we speak.
She's going to verify it. They're carrying a petition. That's someone else that you have to contact and say you either want to sign a petition or get a petition and get it signed. And that's from ColoradoForEqualRights.org. We're going with that right now until Leslie verifies it. And make sure you sign up for that. We need 76,000 signatures on that petition. So since that petition was, and the wording on it, was okayed by the Colorado,
all the way to the Colorado Supreme Court, yes.
Right, and since that's been done, Planned Parenthood is just in a tizzy.
Well, they were trying to say that the wording was confusing and deceptive because the wording doesn't. It talks about equal rights for every person from the moment of fertilization, but our opponents like to make the case that it doesn't use the word abortion, and so they're in a tizzy that, oh my, it's such deceptive language. But even the unanimous decision by the Colorado Supreme Court said that they didn't find it to be confusing language.
No, it's only one line.
It's very simple.
Very simple, and they can't mess with it, and so throw a temper tantrum. And I don't mind watching. It's kind of funny.
It is interesting. But we do hope that everybody that's in this listening audience will be carrying a petition.
Yes.
And I think you have to get about 75 signatures per petition.
79, I know. I've been carrying them and getting them signed.
So this is a chance to just, really bless your family, your friends, get them involved, get your church involved, go to the pro-life contact at your church and say that you'd like to have your church be a church that really gets people involved and up and running to help, because this is finally something that could make a difference for ending abortion in our lifetime, and that's something that you and I have been fighting for a
long
far
time.
Too many years of
far
our lives, and we'd like to see this end before another generation has to come and get the job done when we haven't been able to.
So while Planned Parenthood is up in arms about the link between an ovum and a sperm, and is it a baby, isn't it a baby, the egg squad is on the road and they're fighting and crying, there's been another big break in news about breast cancer. The only thing is, no mainstream media again picked it up. Isn't that true?
That is true. Chicago Tribune has a wonderful journalist. His name is Dennis Byrne. And he, about a month ago, did a really interesting article about the abortion breast cancer link, which he might be the first and only mainstream media journalist to ever cover that.
You mean the abortion breast cancer or oral contraceptive breast cancer?
No, about a month ago he did one on the abortion breast cancer link, which you and I have done shows on Bob Benyart Live in the past, and we've been trying to get that truth out for years. So that was kind of groundbreaking territory that he actually did that article about the abortion breast cancer link. Well, just yesterday, he said he got so much heat for that first one that, it made him uncomfortable, but he realized that this is an area where women are really being denied the truth, and so he started doing his own research and came up with statistics and did an article yesterday on the Chicago Tribune. We'll give you his blog link here in just a minute, but he was quoting a study from Mayo Clinic that indicates an elevation, almost a doubling of your breast cancer risk from taking oral contraceptives.
It was a credible peer review.
Yes, right? Peer-reviewed journal entry. That exactly.
Yeah, that's just amazing. I read it says 44% of women who take birth control pills prior to the birth of their first child, their chances for breast cancer go up 44%.
That's right. And then if they take it for 4 years, it goes up 52%.
And so that extrapolates out to one additional woman with breast cancer out of every 200. And you extrapolate that around the world, how many women are dying?
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
If people want to read that, Joe, Dennis Byrne, it's Dennis, of course, and then byrne.blogspot.com. So he's a Chicago Tribune journalist and very well respected. So we just have to applaud the Chicago Tribune. And if anybody's a real motivated pro-life activist and they'd like to send him or the Chicago Tribune a thanks for getting the truth out, because these are truths that women deserve, and they have been hidden from them for decades. And, we go out and do our Race for the Cure protest every year, and people get so mad at us, but we're there because we care for these women, and we don't want their teenage girls to make similar mistakes. If you abort your first pregnancy, your risk for breast cancer is extremely elevated, and no one knows that. I mean, the women have been deceived by mainstream media, who denies these truths are something to be concerned about, and we know that they really do need to be concerned. And so we're so thrilled the Chicago Tribune is doing what the New York Times, the LA Times,
the Washington Post
are all ignoring. Dennis said he did a Google search and came up on the link between oral contraceptives and breast cancer and came up with zero results. And he says he wished somebody else would do it because he's getting so much heat. But since nobody is, he feels like he has to.
Right. And, you know, what you said about people calling the Chicago Times and letting them know that thanks for telling us the truth, because you can bet they're getting a ton of complaints. They're getting a ton from
the Planned Parenthood
crowd.
Because
those people, they don't give up. They are driven. We are led by the Holy Spirit, and we are not deceived and tricked, and we don't have hate. So we're not driven. We are led by the Holy Spirit and driven by love, and it's a totally different story. And
well, because they're driven by money, Joe, as we well know.
Well, that's true. They are. Money really does wind that clock, doesn't it?
The big pharmaceutical companies make an awful lot of money selling birth control pills, and Dennis speculates that that's why this has been so hush-hush.
Oh, huge, huge. And, you know, Dennis did find a link about breast cancer. There was an article about women sleeping with nightlights on that would cause breast cancer. Can you believe that?
That's right.
I just can't believe that. They'll write about such inane, idiotic things. I mean, if you're going to get breast cancer from a nightlight, imagine what it's going to be from being up all night in a room with a light on, in office buildings with light on. We all should be dead. But no.
Don't mention anything that's totally preventable. That's right.
Right.
Okay, it is, by the way, to backtrack to the wonderful group that's carrying the Personhood Amendment, it's actually ColoradoForEqualRights.com. It seems like it should be organization,
okay,
but it
folks,
is .com.
Get out your erasers. It's .com. Sorry about that.
And contact them and let them know that you'd like to carry a petition, or you can call Colorado Right to Life. We actually would be happy to get you all set with a petition to carry to your church. 303-753-9394 if you want to call Colorado Right to Life. And I'll come up with the phone number here for Colorado for Equal Rights, too, before the show's over, Joe.
Great. Okay. Another big, big breaking news today on Jill Stanek's blog, right?
I'll tell you what, isn't Colorado just kind of ground zero right now for all kinds of interesting and crazy stuff going on in the pro-life movement?
Praise God. We have worked so hard for so long, and finally we see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're going to have to fight hard and long because they're coming back at us. But
amen.
This is good news.
Amen.
Jill Stanek writes for WorldNet Daily, which is one of the largest conservative newspapers online, WND.com.
Mm-hmm.
She writes for them, and she also has a blog. And today on her blog,
JillStanek.com.
JillStanek.com, she talked about American Right to Life, and it was really positive. If you want to see the article, go to JillStanek.com.
Yep. And she was a little bit surprised. And, you know, in the past, Jill and I, and I think several of us here,
me too,
Bob
yes.
and Joe, we've all kind of been sparring a little bit about incrementalism versus purity or purism approach to ending abortion. And it's been interesting because we do like Jill a lot, and we're very grateful to her for a lot of what she's done to promote what we are doing here, fighting the biggest abortion clinic in the country, which is trying to be built up in the northern Denver, I-70 Quebec area. She's been just really helpful with that. But I was really pleased that she was interested in what we're doing with American Right to Life, and she jumped on board. She has. Well, I think she's coming around to understanding that following God's enduring commands and honoring God in all we do really is blessing our efforts greatly, and we can feel it, Joe, can't we? The last couple of months, it's like the Lord has just showered us with favor, and we're so delighted to be able to report that.
Yeah, so if you go to her website, her blog site, JillStanek.com, you'll see the emblem, the new logo for American Right to Life, and I love it.
It's good.
I absolutely love it. You've got to go to that website and see it. The eagle protecting the baby, looking forward to determination and a look like you better not touch this kid, and you can see that eagle moving forward. And then when we're talking about euthanasia, the baby can be taken out, and we can put an old person in there with the same look and the same stance that the eagle has. I love it. It couldn't be any better. One of our guys from our church, his first name's Eric. I don't know if I can name his last name, but that was a brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
It's terrific. And even beyond the logo, what they'll see if they take a little time to look at the AmericanRightToLife.org website is our principles, our founding principles.
Right.
And I think, Joe, I don't know how you feel, but I think people are going to be so excited to see how God-honoring these are. And, you know, for years, National Right to Life has always said, don't bring God into the equation. You know, this has to be a secular battle. And we have come to believe that that's why the fruit that's been born hasn't been as productive as it should have been. And so these principles are...
I've actually gotten phone calls, one from a guy that's near and dear to me, Joe DeRosa in Atlanta. He's my nephew, but he called me and he said, I can't believe this. It's like there's a vision. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. And he's thrilled. And just to have him read it and get that excited, see the logo, be that excited, it's really thrilling when people see the logo and they read what we're trying to do. Put ourselves out of business in 12 years. That's what we're trying to do. Praise God.
There really could be retirement.
Yeah, wouldn't it? No, it's just the next issue.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I think people will really enjoy looking at Jill's blog entry about American Right to Life. And if they want to look at the American Right to Life website, I think they'll really, really be moved by the principles that this organization's founded upon.
Right. The website isn't completely done.
It's not.
But you'll get an idea for what we're doing. And hopefully you'll be thrilled and let us know what you think about it, because we're thrilled with it. And I just don't think it could have been done any better than it has been.
That's
it's just
right.
Perfect.
And I think some of the listeners may be aware of it, but if they haven't been listening in the last few days, Jill also links to the Time magazine article, which is about a week or two old now. But that was pretty thrilling to get that kind of coverage. I don't think it's ever made it into the actual magazine, but it was in the online version and still can be read if you click on the link in Jill's blog. So.
And you still can find it on the Time magazine
right.
thing. Yeah, that was amazing. It had a lot of Bob's quotes and Brian's quotes. Was Brian
I think
yeah.
Brian might have been quoted in there.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But the picture of the new baby, the one that not Dennis Brind, but Dr. Joel Brind, when the egg is fertilized in the fallopian tube, and he calls it the baby's first cry, when the new baby sends a message to the uterine wall not to shed because he's hungry and he's coming to implant. The baby's first cry. That is such a wonderful picture to me. And then that picture in Time magazine is beautiful,
I think. Beautiful. It just shows you the incredible brilliance and design of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And just I get goosebumps thinking about the fact that the little fertilized egg,
baby,
if you will, that's a new human life, sends a signal to the mom. That is so awesome.
Hey, Mom, I'm hungry. His first cry. Then you hear that till they're 50.
It's a little different than what you hear. Yeah, a little different than what you hear in an abortion clinic. Oh, it's just a blob of tissue.
I know. Isn't that just amazing? And unfortunately, now they can find out that they're pregnant earlier because of that little hormone the baby sends out to the mom, because they've learned to recognize that, and with these tests that they give women, and so they kill the baby at a younger, even more vulnerable age.
That's right.
It's just sad. So now, Leslie, we have a revolt going in Greenwood Village.
Another crazy article on Jill's blog here.
Yeah.
America's most renowned anti-abortion extremist visits Denver. So this is all about last week's rally.
Oh, really?
And the visit to the neighborhood. And so that kind of will show folks all about the revolt that's going on in Greenwood Village. So
yeah,
pictures
sort
of our big, well, that was Saturday afternoon last week. And, I think the neighbors are probably, our presence is wearing thin, but.
They're wearing them thin. I'm loving it. I'm loving being at those people's houses. They want to kill babies, and they want to do it quietly, and they want to make an awful lot of money off
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
And so we're out there as often as we possibly can, which ends up 2, 3, 4 times a week. And the city council met last night, and they're passing an ordinance that's going to restrict our signs, the size of our signs. So they're going to try and stop us from bringing graphic signs into the neighborhood.
But
I think we've come up with some pretty creative ways to get around that. And they also said they're going to try and stop us by giving us tickets, bring them on. Bring them on. Yeah. I mean, find a way to give us a ticket. We all try to comply with every traffic law and automobile law that there is. And if they give us a ticket, we'll get it fixed and we'll be back. I mean, that's not going to hurt us. They want to kill, that man wants to kill babies, and his neighborhood wants to stand with him.
Yep. And as Bob says frequently, that should not be done in peace and tranquility. So what we're doing is righteous.
Right, and the neighborhood should be putting pressure on him. I mean, if all things were perfect, which isn't going to happen for some years, I guess, but if all things were perfect, they should be siding with us and running that guy out of town on a rail because he's going to build a death camp. That's what they should have done in Germany, and that's what they should be doing here.
That's right. Some of the neighbors are on our side. I know one came to the protest last Saturday afternoon and said he lives around the corner, and he's very sympathetic.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And maybe he can influence other neighbors. And you know what the neighbors have done? The same thing they did in Arapahoe County with Dr. or Butcher O'Loughlin when they made us walk around the neighborhood. It just took the picket to everybody's house.
That's right.
And it knocks a little weight off us.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're walking around the neighborhood. And you know, there's a lot of kids in those neighborhoods. And a lot of them come up and talk to us. And it's a wonderful time to evangelize. And we take full advantage of that.
That's right. Well, 2 weeks ago when we had a gathering there that we enjoyed a little bit of food and fresh air and sunshine, and there was a young woman who had a sign out about how every time you come into the neighborhood, we're going to give money to Planned Parenthood. And we engaged her in conversation for a little bit, and she admitted she'd been adopted. So we had quite an opportunity to witness to her, and it didn't seem like we made much headway. She had every, you know, trite pro-abortion argument under the sun in her arsenal, but we, you know, kept trying to explain to her how her mom made a wonderful choice for adoption and that she was lucky to be there, and hopefully we planted a few seeds that maybe will come to fruition sometime.
I know. I had a conversation with her also, and she is angry, unfortunately. She's a young girl and very angry, and I felt really sad that you would sit with a sign that says we're going to help kill babies by giving money to Planned Parenthood because you're here trying to save babies' lives.
And it is very hard to understand how she couldn't connect the fact that she was adopted, you know, as part of what a wonderful gift adoption is. She didn't seem to see it. And so do you suppose she's angry that her mom gave her up?
There's no way of knowing. I think that if you bring up a child to believe that you can kill children, it's going to make them angry. You know?
Well, that's true.
You know, it's going to make them angry. It's going to make them confused. And that all turns into a big ball of confused anger.
Mm-hmm.
And I know she doesn't want us in the neighborhood. And nobody would want us in their neighborhood. But people have to wake up. We are killing children in this country. And it's not somebody else's problem. It's everybody's problem. In order for this to end, we have to end it. And maybe if we go to enough neighborhoods, enough time, they'll vote to end abortion just to get rid of us. Wouldn't that be something?
Lord willing, let it be so.
Yeah.
That would be fabulous.
So, folks, we still need you to go to the websites, familiesagainstpp.com and thewhitescompany.com. We need to see you sign up. Ask for the personhood petition. Get it out into your neighborhood. Take it to your churches. Take it to your schools. Take it to the neighborhood grocery stores. Go to Christian bookstores. I bet you they'd let you set up a table at a Christian bookstore, a busy one, and get those signatures. We need 76 or 79,000.
70,
well, mm-hmm. We really need 100,000, don't we? Because there'll be people signing it just to sabotage it.
Right.
Thank God you can only sign it once.
And some people will think that they're registered to vote and not realize that they're not because they've moved and they've forgotten to re-register. So there will be some names, you know, removed. So, yeah, I think the goal was really to get almost double the amount required.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I walked the streets of Denver last Friday night for 6 hours getting those things, and it was cold. And ever since then, it's been beautiful.
Yeah, it's hard to write when your fingers are frozen.
You know what? My fingers were cold, but my pen kept freezing. So So someone had given me hand warmers, and I kept the pen in the hand warmer, and I take it out, and I get two signatures, and it frees up again. It was really something.
Well, bless your heart. Yeah, that's dedication. Well, if people can't get out and do what you did last weekend, Joe, they can still send money.
Yes.
Is that not true?
Absolutely. They can send donations to Colorado Right to Life.
Or Colorado for Equal Rights.
Or ColoradoForEqualRights.com. Or, and this is where the fight is like the least funded, FamiliesAgainstPP.com. We need right now, because of that city council meeting last night and them deciding to implement this emergency ordinance, because these people are afraid to come out of the house, and they're not. They're not. They're out there screaming and yelling at us. We need to get a mailing out to that neighborhood and let them know, look what you've done. You've taken the picket from in front of his house and put it in front of your house. Is that what you wanted? I think when they realize what they've done, just like they did in Arapahoe County, they're going to be scratching their head. They're like, get out from in front of my house. I'm sorry. I have to be here. It's the law.
That's right. But as Bob always says, there are fewer and fewer younger people coming out of medical school that are willing to be abortionists, Joe, because of the fact that they've heard that people will be at their homes exposing them for the evil that they're doing.
At any time of the day or night.
Or holiday.
Today, let's see, the executive from, I can't think of his name, from Big R, woke up to a truth truck in front of his house with flags on top and aborted baby signs on the sides and please don't.
It's such a blessing.
What a blessing that is. And again, I'm going to repeat, I know I keep doing this, but folks, you've got to go to these websites, sign up. We need you. We need you for more than just the petitions, but right now we need 76,000 petitions. FamiliesAgainstPP.com, WhiteTrash.com, ColoradoRightToLife.org, and we will appreciate everyone that signs up. Please let us know. Call in tomorrow. Let us know if you've signed up. We want to hear from you.